Lord, I know you've been so good. Lord, I know you've been so good. You watched over me all night long.
All night long.
Lord, I know.
Lord, I know you've been so good.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Lord, I know you've been so good.
Lord, I know.
Tell him again, y'all. Lord, I know you've been so good.
Lord, I know you've been so good.
You watched
over me
all night long.
All night long.
Lord, I know.
Lord, I know you've been so good.
Sometimes I tell the Lord, Jesus,
yes, sir.
I've been wrong in my life. And sometimes I've even sinned.
Oh, yeah.
Lord, I thank you for waking me this morning. Let me kneel down and pray again. I could have been dead, sleeping in my grave. You made a death go away this morning. Made it behave. You've been good.
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 You've been good
to me. You've been good to me.
You've been good
to me. You've been good to me. I know you've
been so good to me.
Let me say it again. Lord, I know you spared my life.
Lord, I know you spared my life.
You spared my life. I could have been dead. Sleeping in my
grave.
Lord, I
know you spared my life.
Let me say it one time. Jesus, I've been wrong in my life, and sometimes I've even sinned. Lord, I thank you for waking me this morning and letting me kneel down, pray again. I could have been dead, sleeping in my grave. You made the devil go away this morning, made it behave. You've been good.
You've been good.
You've been good.
You've been good.
And you're still good. Ain't it
been good?
Ain't it been good? Ain't God
good?
He's still
good.
Hillary didn't make it. He's still
good.
Trump in their night. God is still
good.
He watches over us. All night long, food on our table, ain't God able? Lord, I know you've been with me through the storm and rain. Every time I need you, won't you hold my hand? Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, clap your hands. Come on, clap your hands.
Thank you, Jesus.
If the Lord been good,
been good.
If the Lord been good,
thank you, Jesus.
Clap your hands.
Been good.
If the Lord been good,
thank you, Jesus.
Clap your hands.
Been good.
Ain't it good?
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Been good.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Been good.
Lord, I know you've been with me through the storm and rain. Every time I need you, won't you hold my hand? Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
You've been good.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You've been good.
You've been good.
Ain't God been good?
Thank you, Jesus.
If you know He's been good, just wave your hand.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know He's been good.
Been good.
Just wave your hand.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ain't it been good?
Been good.
Oh, good.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, good.
Been good.
I know you've been
so good to me.
How many of you know? How many of you know that not only has the Lord been good? Yeah, he's still good. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, John, give me some. If it ever was a time to praise the Lord, now is the time. Songwriter said, if you ever needed the Lord, you sure do need him now. John, give me. If you ever needed the Lord, you need him now. But that's not bad, because he's a right now God. How many of you know that he's a right now God? He's still in charge. Can you tell somebody he's still in charge? He's still in charge. Amen. God is still in charge. And I don't believe he brought us this far to leave us now. We have worshiping with us today also Brother Mark Williams. Where is he? Mark Williams, where is he? Thank you so much for being here. Mark Williams is the grandson of Mrs. Butler. Her family was a longtime member of this church, and he's here to celebrate the homegoing of his sister. Our condolences and our prayers are with you, and thank you for being here today. Thank you to the brothers of Omega Psi Fraternity Incorporated. Amen. Amen. Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated for being here today. Thank God for all of you who are here today. God is good. And he's good all the time. How many of you know that the Lord is still good? Now, all over the country, everybody's emailing, texting, and calling, and asking, what are you preaching today? What are you going to preach today? Well, I share with friend preachers that I've been preaching about the church last couple of weeks, and that's what I intend to preach about today, because God is still on the throne. God is still on the throne. So let me go to Acts chapter 2, verse 41. Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. Verse 41 says, then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day were added unto them about 3,000, and they continued steadfastly in his doctrines and fellowship and breaking bread, and fear came upon every soul with wonders and signs, and all that believed were together and had things in common. They sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need, and they continued daily with one accord in the temple, breaking bread from house to house. They did eat meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people.
and the Lord added to the church daily. I want to talk about doing church God's way. I want to talk about doing church God's way. Say that with me, doing church God's way. The event of this text was actually became known as the first day of the church. It was the birthday of the church. It was Pentecost. It was the day that the church was born. I guess I wanted to talk about this today because this text stresses the importance of church, stresses the importance of fellowship. It stresses the importance of praying together, singing together, worshiping together, and just being together with God's people. In our day, this day that we live in, there are more kinds of churches than you can really comprehend. Do y'all remember the day when you could see a car from a far distance and know what kind of car it was before the car got to you? Now, a lot of y'all are older than me, so you gotta know. But you used to could see an Oldsmobile coming, and you knew from afar that that's an Oldsmobile coming. That's a Buick. That's a Chevrolet. That's a Pontiac. You know, you could identify cars. You didn't have to look at the name on the back of the car to know what the car is. You just knew a General Motors car when you saw it. You knew a Chrysler when you saw it. You knew a LTD anywhere. That's the way church was when I was a little boy. This was the Baptist Church, Church of God in Christ, Methodist Church. And now you don't know what. There's so many new denominations even in my life until it's more than you can even imagine. But in this time in which we live, and in this day-to-day in which we live, regardless of whether we can tell what the cars are or whether we know what kind of church it is, whether it's a Democrat or a Republican, I don't feel no ways tied. Come too far from where I started from. Nobody told us that the road would be easy. I believe there are some people who've been in church a long time, been with the Lord a long time, who can be a witness when I tell you he didn't bring us this far to leave us now. I'm interested in being in the right kind of church. I'm interested in going to a church that strives to be the kind of church founded by God over 2,000 years ago. And to understand what kind of church that was, just look at the text before us. It reveals the mark of the church that was founded by God. But first of all, that church has the right message. I looked at this church in Acts, and this church has the right message. It's a message, 1 verse 22 teaches us that it is a message about the Savior. We like to talk about people, we like to talk about places, and we like to talk about things, but the message must be about the Savior. Verse 22 says, the fellow Israelites, listen to this, Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did among you through him, as yourselves know. This message affirms that Jesus is God in the flesh. And our message must be today that he is Lord. Our message from the church must be he is Lord. He is risen from the dead and he is Lord. Every knee shall bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 2 says, the same was in the beginning with God. Verse 3 says, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Verse 14 says in John 1:14 says, and the Word was made flesh, and he dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. So the Word must be, the church, the message must be about the Savior. The message must be about the Lord. The message must be about a risen Savior. And I believe God is bringing us back to talking about Jesus. It's not who else, it's Jesus. The song says, oh, it is Jesus. The Word, verse 22 and verse 23 through 32, God's church teaches a message that exalts Jesus, proclaims his death and resurrection, and it points lost people to him and to him alone. Didn't we just sing a song? Or don't we sing a song in the church that says, look ever to Jesus. He'll carry you through. Who am I talking to this morning that might need to hear that? Look ever to Jesus. Jesus, he still will see you through. And so the church today, the church must have a message, one, about the Savior. But then the church must have a message about salvation. God still saves. God still saves. Verse 38, verse 40, it says, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you. God's church points a lost soul to Jesus. God's church points a lost world to Jesus and to him alone. It did not preach salvation through religion. And it does not preach salvation through rituals. It preaches salvation through Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 says, it's for by grace are we saved. We talked about that this morning. Grace are we saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. John chapter 14, verse 6, I love it this way. I love this verse because this verse will encourage you, if nothing else. Jesus said, he says, I am the way. He says, I am the truth. He says, I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I'm the way. I am the truth. And I am the light. And I come to tell you this morning that he's still the way. He's still the truth. And he's still the light. Jesus is still your way. He's still my way. He's still my light. He's still your light. And he's still the truth. We already know that for us, Jesus can make a way out of no way. Who am I talking to that don't know? Wait, that don't know that Jesus can make a way out of no way. Acts 16:31 says, just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be delivered. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be exonerated. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be picked up, turned around, set feet on solid ground. Just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. So not only must the church have the right message, a message about the Savior, a message about salvation, but it also must be a message about the sovereignty. Who's in charge? Jesus. Who's the boss? Jesus. Who calls the shots? Jesus. Who makes the way? Jesus. This church must understand. It must be a message about the Savior. We must just continue doing what we do, what we going to do. Whether we go from here, we continue to preach a message about the Savior. We continue to preach a message about salvation, but then we preach a message about sovereignty. He's in charge. The church understands and the church proclaims that God is sovereign. He saved whom he will and when he will and where he will. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. Ephesians 1:4, he chooses his. John 6:44, he calls his. John 6:37, he redeems his. Salvation is of the Lord. Deliverance is of the Lord. Who keeps us is Jesus. And God's church must have the right message, a message about the Savior, a message about salvation, a message about God being sovereign. God has dominion. God has rule. God has power. God has control. God has authority. Trump can't fall asleep at night unless God rocks him to sleep. Trump can't wake up in the morning unless God wakes him up. Trump can't move a limb on his body unless God gives him activity. Trump can't breathe air unless God breathes on him. I called my mama Wednesday morning to check on her. Mama was pretty set on what she wanted. And so Wednesday morning, I called my mama just to check on her. I said, "Mama, how you doing?" She said, "Oh, I'm fine." I said, "You good?" She said, "Yes." She says, "I put my coffee in Monday. I set my coffee pot." I said, "What do you mean, set the coffee pot, Mama?" She says, "I set my pot at night. And when I wake up in the morning, I can smell the coffee brewing." She says, "So I set my coffee pot Monday night, and Tuesday morning, when I woke up, the coffee was brewing." She says, "When I set my coffee pot Tuesday night, I woke up this morning and the coffee was still brewing." Mama said, "You know what? I got a feeling that in the morning, the coffee, if I set my pot tonight," Mama said, "in the morning, the coffee will still brew." And I'm talking to somebody in here this morning. You just need to understand the coffee is still brewing. The sun is still shining. The moon is still in the sky. I mean, blood is still running running warm in your vein. You still got the activities of my limbs, of your limbs. Lights are still on, the air's still on, the heat's still going, the car running. I got a feeling that everything is still going to be all right. You just got to have the right message. You got to continue to talk about the Savior. You got to continue to talk about salvation, and you got to continue to talk about the sovereign. Not only does God's church have the right message, and God has a way of bringing us back to the message. God has a way of bringing us back to point. God's church must have the right membership. I looked at this text and it talks about a saved membership. And I said, "Well, God, you know all of us just don't walk in this door saved." And he says, "You don't walk in saved. But if you come in the door saved, unsaved, and you keep coming, God has a way of changing things." Church is made up of people who have had a new birth, born again. John chapter 3, verse 3 says, Jesus said unto Nicodemus, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Jesus answered and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot go into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit." Jesus says in John 3:7, he says, "Marvel not that I say unto thee, you must be born again." All of us come to church in need of God's mercy. All of us come to church in need of God's grace. All of us in this room, we need God's grace. We need God's mercy. We need God's love. We need God's forgiveness. We need God's holiness. So this text teaches us today that we must have a saved membership. If we're going to be a part of the church, then we've got to allow God to save us and get us fully in. But not only a saved person, but a separated person. God is calling in verse 42 for us to be a separated person. Do you know he really wants us to be a little different? He really wants us to be a little different in that we can't go out and just throw bottles in places because something didn't go our way. That we just can't turn cars over. That we just can't bust out windows because stuff didn't go our way. He wants us to be a separated person. They broke off ties. We got to break off ties with our old life at all times. They came to Jesus, and when they came to Jesus, the Bible says they were changed. How many of you know 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, if a man be in Christ Jesus, he's a new creature. Old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. No truly redeemed child of God will have a problem with biblical standards of separation and holiness. We don't talk about holiness no more. We don't talk about being separated. We don't talk about being changed. We don't talk about being different. But when you've been born again, there's something inside, there's something about you that's different from people in the world. John chapter 14, verse 15 says, if you love me, keep my commandments. God wants you to be different. God wants me to be different. God wants us to be different. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 says, don't even yoke up with unbelievers. Which is to say, you got to watch who your friends are. You got to watch who you Googling. You got to watch who you texting. You got to watch who texts you. You got to watch who you have lunch with. Because he says, don't even yoke up with people who don't think and walk and believe and trust God like you. He says, don't yoke up with unbelievers. He says, righteousness and unrighteousness, they have no fellowship. He says, light and darkness, they have no fellowship. And there comes a time when we have to walk away from the things of this world and say goodbye, world, and hello, Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1, he says, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh. He says, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves in the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear and the reverence of God. We don't talk about that in the church anymore. We don't talk about cleansing ourselves. We don't talk about separating ourselves. We don't talk about the filthiness that is among us, in the midst of us, and perfecting holiness in the fear of God. God's church has the right membership. It's the saved membership. It's the separated membership. But come here, there's one more thing in this text that I see. It's a steadfast membership. Verse 42, they continued steadfastly. How many of you know today you got to be able to take it? There's some things that you just got to be able to take. And somebody said, if you can take it, you can make it. Some people left their jobs because you couldn't take it. We got to be able to take it. It says they were faithful. They could be counted on when others were counted out. You got to be counted on doing their part for the glory of God. God expects his people to be faithful, to be unwavering, to be dependable, to be faithful, to be consistent. God expects his people to be reliable. Can God rely on me? Can God rely on you? Can God trust you? I mean, can he trust you with a Republican in the House? Can he trust you with a Democrat in the House? Can he trust you with money? Can he trust you with a new car? Can he trust you with a big house? Can he trust you with a promotion? Can God trust us? Can he trust us to be faithful unto death? And not until death, it says, be thou faithful unto death. And not until death. Now there's a difference in unto and until. Now until is up to the point. And a lot of us are until people. I'm with you until. Until is up to the point. But unto is beyond the point. And God is calling for us to be faithful, not until, you know, not until my feelings get hurt. Not until something goes wrong. Many of us are faithful until I get disappointed, until I don't like what happened, until my heart gets broken, until pain sets in, until disappointment sets in. But can you still be faithful to God? Can you still be faithful to church? Can you still be faithful to ministry until? Can you be faithful beyond your feelings? Can you be faithful beyond not getting to sing your song rehearsed every night for a month and then get to sing your song in the play? But he says, be thou faithful unto. You got to be faithful beyond singing your song, beyond preaching your sermon, beyond saying your speech, beyond giving your being able to take the offering. He's saying you've got to be faithful beyond what somebody says about you. What happened to talk about me as much as you please? The more you talk, I'm going to do what? Bend my knees. And that's what God is saying for us. He said, go back to being the way you used to be when you first found Jesus. Because when you first found Jesus, couldn't nobody touch you. Somebody touch you. You tell them, touch me if you want to. I'll put God on you. But somewhere down the line, we became until church members. And so, Jesus is simply saying today that God's church is the church with the saved members. I mean, is that really too much to ask for church? I mean, I think the club ought to have partying people. Y'all come in now. There's nothing worse than having gone to a party and nobody's partying. Come on in here now. Have you ever gone to a party and nobody's partying? I mean, if you're going to the party, you may as well party. Somebody say, Pastor, why don't you go to receptions? I say, well, I know what receptions are. So I stick, when I go in and I see the little cash bar there, and I see the dance floor, I go in, I kiss the bride, I hug the groom, I say my hellos, and I get out of there. And sometimes, Hugo, I can't get out the door good before the music goes up. Because people come to party, and if you go to a party to party, you ought to party. But wait a minute. It's like going to the game. We went to the Cavaliers and Orlando Magic the other night. Nobody in there sitting there. Every time LeBron hit the point, Cleveland would stand up and holler like the heavens were opening. And when Orlando Magic would hit a point, even though they were 30 points behind, every time they got a ball in the basket, all of Orlando Magic's fans would get up and holler. In other words, when you go to the basketball game, you ought to act like you at a basketball game. When you go to the party, you ought to act like you at a party. But when you come to church, I don't care who you are. I don't care what you got. When you come to church, you ought to act like you at church. You ought to act like it. You just ought to act like it. I don't care what happened to you on your job. You ain't at work now. This is the house of the Lord. And when you come into the Lord's house, somebody says, come into this place. Gather in his name to worship him. Come here, come here, come here, come here.
Y'all quiet today. I don't know if Trump got y'all scared or what, but I want y'all to know I ain't scared of nothing because I serve a living God. I serve a God who walks with me. Come here, come here, come here. You black folks know how to make it. I say you know how to make it. Somebody say they cutting off the food stamp, and we didn't get, if they cut the food out, we know how to go out in the yard and get the stuff in the yard. What's that? We know how to take pork salad. Come here. We know some stuff to eat that they don't even call food. Y'all know we ain't got no business being quiet in church today. Y'all know we ain't got no business being worried today. Come here. I need somebody to say, same God. My mama told me Wednesday, she said, honey, I've been here before. She said, I remember when Reagan got in. Come on in here. Y'all come in here. Mama say, I remember when Reagan got in. Everybody said, what we gonna do? Mama say, I ain't never wondered what we were gonna do. Because before Reagan got in, my help came from the Lord. And when Reagan got in, my help came from the Lord. And when Reagan got out, my help came from the Lord. And when Reagan died, my help come from the Lord. Come here. I'm done. I'm just having fun now. Because you know what else mama said? My mama said, honey, quiet as it's kept when Barack got in. My help still came from the Lord. And so, just need somebody willing to say, I'm going to serve the Lord unto. In other words, I'm going all the way with Jesus. And so I'm going all the way with Jesus. I got one more point. I got one more thing to tell you. God's church must have the right message. Just remember that. When you walk out of here, it's the right message. You still got to be saved. You still got to understand salvation. And you still got to understand. I get happy when I say this. You still got to understand that he's in charge. God Almighty, I'm not supposed to get happy on this. But you still got to understand that he's in charge. Come here, somebody. Can I still feel some worry? Spirits in this house. Come here, somebody. He's still in charge. And then you got to, you just got to be, you got to be saved before Trump. You got to be saved during Trump. And you got to be saved after Trump. Do y'all understand? You just got to be saved. And sometimes God will put somebody there to remind us that he's in charge. And then you got to be separated. You got to walk with Jesus. You got to forgive folk. You got to treat folk right so that you don't have a conscience. Nothing bothers me. You got to have a conscience that's clear with Jesus. So that when you need, come here. So that when you need a blessing, anybody here need a blessing? Anybody here need a blessing? Anybody here need a blessing? And so you got to keep the, look at that aisle. If I wanted to run down that aisle, I could run down that aisle and not worry about falling because there's no obstacles in my way. And that's what you got to do with Jesus. You got to clear out. 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 You got to make the way clean. You got to make the path smooth. You got to make the path straight. Can I get a witness here? I'm just having fun with you today because God is a good God. Because God is able. Because God is in charge. Who am I talking to? Know that he's able. Who am I talking to? Know he's in charge. But that's not all. Let me give you this. You gotta be saved. You gotta know, understand salvation. You gotta understand the sovereignty. You got to be saved. You gotta be separated. You got to be steadfast. But look at here. The right church has, and I'm gonna leave you when I tell you, they have the right methodology. What do you mean, Pastor? The Bible says that they walked together. God Almighty, maybe that doesn't mean anything to you, but Amos asks the question, can two walk together except they be agreed? In other words, the church was in fellowship. They walked together. They broke bread. Verse 42 says, they broke bread together. Come here, you know, as soon as church is out, some of us won't even shake folks' hands on our way out the door. But the Bible said they fellowshiped. And I know some of y'all got some places that you need to go, but on your way out of here, shake somebody's hands. On your way out of here, wave at somebody. On your way out of here, you can't throw kisses now like you used to do a long time ago. But just hug somebody. Just tell somebody, I love you. One, they walked together. But that's not all they did. That's not all they did. The Bible says in verse 44, they worked together. They worked together. The church had it all in common. And when I see the coats outside in the box, and the Omegas are supposed to help us with the coats, and the youth pastor say with the drawers and the underwear and the scarves and the hats and the earmuffs for those who are less fortunate. Because the Bible said in the early church, they worked together. They walked together. And I'm done when I tell you, they worshiped together. And so let's go home, church, but can we worship God together? Can we tell God, thank you, together? And somebody said, what am I thanking for? What am I thanking God for? It's because I've been redeemed. It's because I've been redeemed. It's because I've been forgiven. It's because I've been restored. It's because I've been converted. Who am I talking to? Can say, I know I've been changed. God changed my life. And since he changed my life, I'm not worried about my future. I'm not worried about tomorrow. Because when I say my prayers, I say, give me, Lord, my daily bread. Can I hear somebody that's got food on your table right now? You got strength in your body right now. You got the activity of your limb right now. You can speak a word from your mouth right now. And so if the Lord been good to you, lift those hands and tell God, thank you. Lift those hands and tell God, thank you. I got one question to ask you. and then I'm going on home. Ain't he good? Isn't he good? Shake your neighbor's hand and tell them I'm not worried about the future. I'm not worried about tomorrow, because I know who holds God Almighty. I know who holds. Can I get a witness here? I know who holds tomorrow. When I was a little boy, and then I'm going to my seat. But when I was a little boy, the first song they taught us was "He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got Rochester in his hands. He's got Mount Olivet in his hands. He's got the deacons in his hands. He got deaconesses in his hands. He's got trustees in his hands. He's got you. He's got your job. He's got your life in his hands. Ain't God good? He's got us in his hands. He's got us in his hands. Ain't God good? Ain't God good? The doors of the church are open. I done got happy now. I done got happy now. Because when I think about how good he is, when I think about how good he is, can somebody say he's still good? He's still good. He's still good. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. Let me see your hand if you're trusting. You're trusting in the Lord until I die. Oh, oh. Going to watch, fighting.